A staunch U.S. ally has stepped down from a key post in the British government. Defense Minister Liam Fox resigned today. Prime Minister David Cameron quickly replaced him as defense chief with Philip Hammond. Fox had been struggling to cope with a political scandal. Questions had been raised about his judgment in allowing a friend access to official government activities, activities that included meetings with American defense officials. The World's Laura Lynch reports from London.
Liam Fox has spent a lot of time apologizing in recent days. Last weekend, he thought these words would save his reputation and his job.
I accept that mistakes were made, and I should not have allowed the impression of wrongdoing to arise. And I'm very sorry for that.
Today, Fox said he was very sorry again in his resignation letter. He admitted to blurring the lines between his personal interests and government activities. Blurry lines in a department like defense can be risky, even dangerous to a nation's security. The controversy centered on Fox's friend Adam Werity. Despite having no official role in government, Werity repeatedly attended meetings in Fox's office. He also traveled abroad with him 18 times, including a visit to Tampa, where both men dined with senior officers of the United States Central Command. Werity handed out business cards introducing himself as an advisor to the minister. And there were more questions about just who was financing Werity's work and travel and what they expected to get in return. When Fox offered to step down today, Prime Minister David Cameron accepted and tried to turn the page.
I quite understand why Liam Fox has decided to resign, though obviously I'm sorry to see him go because he did a good job at the Ministry of Defence clearing up the mess left by the last government and giving good leadership to that department, particularly while we've been in action in Libya and also, of course, in Afghanistan as well.
For the government's opposition, though, this isn't the end of the matter. Labour Member of Parliament Kevin Jones is still demanding answers about Fox's conduct.
He fell foul of the rules, the standards we expect of ministers, and broke the rules. You can't have a minister ignore the rules that were put in place, not just to protect him, but also the civil service and government.
Now out of the cabinet, Fox remains a member of parliament and one of the most pro-American voices in British politics. He even set up a charity more than a decade ago to promote ties between the two countries. It recently shut down after regulators deemed it too political. It was another case of blurry lines. Perhaps it was also a foreshadowing of the troubles to come for the now former defense minister. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch, in London.